Okay, so good evening. So we're up to Resh Peva. We have one major stira in the Gemara to work on, which then the way one resolves the stira actually has some ramifications. And the truth is, I had a hunch that some of this would be true, and now I find l'halacha, the source, that this is that I was correct in my assumption. So we are in Simon Resh Peivav. On the first page of the sources is the Tur / Beis Yosef, and then Yud Zayin and Yud Ches are put together. Now, the truth is, we'll see, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's unclear what the distinction is between Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. That actually is part of the challenge that you have in understanding this sugi here. But there's two Gemaras that appear about a daf apart from each other, and have the following stira. So the Gemara tells us a parakah. There, you can see the tour first. The tour says, V'cheini mish b'vayis harbei psachim psuchim l'chatzir l'rushus harabim v'nasu kulam l'chnisas v'yetziyah. That if you have many doors that are open up into one place, and they're all used for coming in and going out. So b'nei habayis kulam. Chayven, for the people in the house. So chayven, you're going to be chayv afilu nim atu hadiyurin. And even if a couple of people move out of the house and so now that you only use even one of those doors, still you're going to leave them all as being chayiv. So I don't know if you maybe have like a business that grows in the basement of one's house. So you always use the front door, but the business would always use the side door. And now the business moves out, and now you're only using the front door to the house. So because there is one same mezuzah on the side door of the house, so that mezuzah is going to have to stay there. Okay, so that's so far so good. Aval mishiyeshlo pesach katan latzeis bo levado lemidrasho v'chiyotzi bo. But if it's a very small door. Now, a small door sounds like it's below the requisite size of a door, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So he says, if it's very small, levad lemidrash v'chiyotzei bo, if you have a small door, this is a different case, a small door that you go to, for instance, to your base medrash, v'chiyotzei bo, something like that, she'im v'nei habayis ragilin latzeis bo, most people don't use that door, so then you're going to be pater. Why, that seems like a little bit of a far-fetched possibility. So what is that emanating from? So that's emanating from this Stirin Gemara. So the Gemara tells us in Lama Dalet Amad Aleph, this is what we were on to last time when we discussed the ceilings and a room without a ceiling. So it says, Amar Rav Papa, Shma Mina Midravuna, Hai Indrona Di Istle Arba Babi. I'm in the Beis Yosef now, the bottom, Yud Zayin Yud Ches. Right, that we learn from this. Now, the truth is, we're learning from what is a little bit unclear, but that's what they're learning from and how they're learning from it is really the next sif. But let's just state the following din. That if you high in Druna, if you have this room, the Islay Arba Babi, and you have Avram's tent, so you have four entrances into the door. So, Chayiv Arba Mezuzos. So you're going to be Chayiv in four Mezuzos. So the Gemara actually comments, Pshita, well, that's pretty obvious. So, right, why wouldn't you? So, lo tzricha that afa gav de rogil b'chad. That even though you regularly use only one of them, meaning one of them is the front door, the other ones are the side and the back and the other side door, and you don't generally use them, but still they're all going to be chayiv in mezuzah, right? So, so far...
I didn't understand the first comment you made. Well, if you have a business and he moves out and you don't use that door anymore, why is it still needs a mezuzah? Doesn't it always need one?
Well, the Torah is coming after this Gemara that was just quoted. So that Torah seems to be based on this Gemara. What?
So go ask. So you can have doors and you don't need a mezuzah.
So, well, we'll see. That's the first statement in the Gemara. So that's Gemara number one. The Gemara is on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Now we might and Rashi explains there that Afalgav de Rogel b'Chamina Yutvei. Even though one is clearly more used than the other ones, still they're going to be necessary. So, however, the Amrinan Leel, but he says, but wait a second. Rashi himself quotes the Gemara from a daf previous. Now, the truth is, we quoted this Gemara already, where this term is used, where the Gemara comments, halach achar haragil, right? And the Gemara earlier, when it says that you follow the more rugil door, you follow the more regular door. So what was the context of that? So, right, the context of that was the Beis Medrash, right? The Gemara commented about that there are one might have been a Tana, or two Rabbanim, that talks about their Beis Medrash. One of them didn't have a mezuzah, and the other one did have a mezuzah. And the Gemara comments, why did he have a mezuzah going into his Beis Medrash? So the Gemara said, Rugilhu, because he was used to going there. It's a little unclear what that means. So based on what we're saying now, what does Rugil have to do with Hilchos Mezuzah? So he says, well, the Gemara there said Halach Rugil, that we follow the one that is generally used. So how is Rashi going to understand that discrepancy? The Gemaras are one daf apart from each other. So he says, Hani Mili, that Gemara in the Beis Medrash, Kigon Shrei Babi, V'Rugil V'Chad, that you have two doors and you generally use one of them. So then, butla idach legabeha. So if you have that scenario where we have two doors and one is clearly used more than the other one, so then the one that is used more is mevatel the one that is less. That if you, right, so if you have a house and you have a front door and a side door, the truth is that's not the best example because those are going into different rooms often. But if you have a situation where you have one room and you have two doors coming in from the outside, so says Rashi, you would only put a mezuzah on one of those doors because the one that is more regularly used is mevatel the need for the other one. Right? So probably...
Does that only deal with from the outside coming in?
Probably not. No, I don't think Rashi would say that. That's right. Rashi wouldn't necessarily say that. Rashi might say, because in halacha land, every room is considered its own bias, right? The room, you're mechuyev a mezuzah on batim, on houses, but every dalid by dalid, every 4x4 space is considered a bias. Right, so you're right. So wouldn't necessarily choose. If you have two, so according to Rashi, if you only have two doors and one of them is clearly used regularly and the other one is clearly not, so then one would nullify the other one. It's only in the case later on when there's four doors going into one place that there you can't keep track. You can't say any of them nullify any of the other ones, and therefore you're going to need a mezuzah on each and every one of them. So
I'm not sure how it can the first door can nullify the second. As long as you might use it like 10% or 1% of the time.
Right. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying because you only use it 10% of the time, and the other one is used 90% of the time, so it nullifies the 10%. And remember the chiyuv is to have a mezuzah on your bias. It's not necessarily, so how do you define that? So we're just so used to thinking, well, every door into the room, right? So Rashi would say, well, who says, right? Rashi read this Gemara. He has two Gemaras. One talks about being Ragil. The other one doesn't talk about being Ragil. And Rashi just says, look, that's how I understand the discrepancy, right?
Does that mean two doors connecting the same places?
I probably not. I don't think that would necessarily be true in Rashi's world. We don't pass them like this, Shita and Rashi, as you can imagine, right? There has to be some other ways of figuring out this discrepancy. So it's a little hard to test out what exactly Rashi meant because there's no one really is talking afterwards, right? But presumably not. I mean, presumably Rashi would look at every room as its own bias, and therefore really it requires one mezuzah per bias. It's only when you have this problem of everything sort of being equal that you can't decide which door is the right door, so therefore you're going to be chayav. But when you have two doors and one is clearly the majority, that's the one that gets the mezuzah. That's Rashi's answer. So have a drink of water. So Lashon Acher Mitshuva Saga'ona. But
going back to the original pasuk, isn't you should have one mezuzah on your house, right? It's on your doorpost and on your gates.
Al mezuzos beisacha uvisharacha. On the doorposts to your houses, I think would be how he would read the pasuk.
Okay.
Right. So the doors to your houses.
Doesn't.
Okay, so he says Loshon Acher Mitshuvas HaGaonim, and this is probably how we actually pass in, which is interesting. The Rashi quotes the Gaonim, we end up passing like the Gaonim. That's not usually the way it works. But he says Loshon Acher Mitshuvas HaGaonim Halach Acher Haragil Shebnei Adam Ragilin Latzeis V'Lavo Bo. That note, we do follow the Ragil when people generally go in and out a particular way. V'Lemuute to exclude a Pischa de Rabbi. She'eno asoy ella lo levado, as opposed to the doorway of Rebbe, right? That was the example in the Gemara daf earlier about Rebbe's base medrash. Say his door is different because in his door, in that door, he uses it by himself. So if you have he's the only one who uses it, right? And therefore Rebbe was exempt. Lasuye pischa de Rav Huna. As opposed to the doorway of Rav Huna, Shayaragil Aflacher, where other people would use it. So, what Aval, let's get to Aval, Shnei Psachim, but if you have two doors, Oshlosha, or three, Lecheder Echad, Bekula Nasu Bishfil B'nei Habayis, and all of them are used by everybody, Shayim Merubim V'Tashmisho So Hacheder Tadir, that are regularly using that room, V'Hutzruchu Lo Psachim Harbe, and they need several doorways, Kulam Chayvim Mezuzah, they're all going to be Chayvim Mezuzah, V'Afal Pishan Ismait, Tashmish Ve'inam Tzrichim Achshav, and even though you may have diminished the amount of work there, and right now you don't need that space for everybody, somebody moved out, or the room, nature of the room changed, something like that, El Echem Mehem, right, El Echem Mehem, and you only need one of them, still you're going to keep those mezuzahs up, Adkan Lashono, that's the end of Rashi, it's a long Rashi on that Daf of Gemara, Ve'atika Rash Dvarv, and the Rash quotes his words. I mean, the Rush quotes Rashi. He quotes the Gaonim, seemingly to imply that we're going to that he likes the Gaonim's opinion. Yeah.
So I'm a little confused here. It sounds like he's saying if only one person uses the house, you don't need a mezuzah.
No. So I think if you have one person using the house, so then nobody nullifies anybody. What? No, no, but it was the door to the base medrash that's used by many people. So when you have a room, I think what the lumdus then is that if you have a room that many people use, so and everybody uses one door, and one person uses a different door, so then clearly then the main doorway into the room is the door that everybody uses, and if only just by one person using his own, so that's not going to then require a mezuzah vis-a-vis the other doorway, right? But if everybody could use any different door, it's just it happens to be the flow of traffic is generally following door A, but door B, door C, and door D are also available to them, the Gonim would say, well, in that case, everybody, all the doors are going to be chayef, right? So it's still not so... not so many ramifications. I mean, it could be, there are some shuls that have, the rabbi's office is off the door to the main shul. So that's like the only way in. But still, I mean, it's hard to, other people might still use it. There's a shul in Rochester that used to be a church and is actually on St. Regis Street. That's one of the big shuls in Rochester where I spent Yontif once. So, of course, the sisterhood there is known as the Sisters of St. Regis because they're on St. Regis Street. But they created their shul was in the shape of a cross, and they cut off one of the sides of the cross and made that the rabbi's office. So there's like one door off to the side, so presumably that if the rabbi is exclusive as to who's allowed in there, I mean, no one else goes in there except for him, so then maybe you can make the case that it wouldn't need a mezuzah besides the fact that it's a shul and that those other reasons.
Do we pass it like that? That you get, if a private entrance, you don't need a mezuzah?
Do we pass it like this? Maybe. Look, the truth is that even that Gemara we sort of understood as no mezuzah going into the shul, but there presumably could be a mezuzah going into the house, right? That was one of the ways of understanding that Gemara. So practically, how are we really going to apply this? For this, it's going to be hard to apply it. I can't really think of by the Rebbes. The Rebbes have like their own, like often they daven like in a separate room off from the main shul. Maybe something like that you could come up with a case. But that's not why this is so relevant, Lamaisa. I mean, that's the starting point. That's the Gemara. That's the way the Gaonim understand it. But then you keep that in mind and see how it plays out. So the Rambam, however, understands it differently. The Rambam also deals... Now, the Rambam, of course, is not giving a perish on the Gemara. Rambam is just saying what the halach is, but of course you have to figure out what did the Rambam do with those two Gemaras. So the Rambam says, Psachim harbe, there's many doors, and you only go in through one of them, so chayiv lasos mezuzah b'chol pesach u'pesach. You're still going to be chayiv for every door. V'chasav od, and then he also says, it's like one halacha later, that pesach shebein beis medrish ubein beis kneses ubeso im ragil latzis v'lova b'osu ha-pesach chayiv mezuzah. That if you have a door between the beis medrish or the beis kneses, and you regularly go in and use that way, that's going to be chayiv in a mezuzah as well. So the Beis Yosef continues. Truth is, the Kesef Mishnah, it's the same person, but he makes the same comment here as he does in the Kesef Mishnah, his commentary to the Rambam. So he says, Nirashahu zal mefarish tahadam minim b'mezuzah halachachar ragil, that where it says you follow the ragil, haynu lomer deleis chayiv b'mezuzah b'pesach shebein beisul veis medrish halachachar ragil. He says that's only for that case. That Gemara is talking about beis medrish, and the halacha is only by a beis medrish, where it's a little questionable whether you should need a mezuzah in the first place. Shim hu ragil latzis v'lovo tamid derechosu pesach chayiv b'mezuzah v'imeinu ragil latzis v'lovo elapam b'mikra, only once in a while, so then you're going to be putter. But says the Kesef Mishnah, or says the Beis Yosef, but that would only be if it's a Beis Medrash anyways. I mean, that exclusive exclusion of, oh, I'm only doing it once in a while, that's only a Beis Medrash possibility. It's not going to apply to anything else. Okay, so that's the three machlokas. Then there's one other thing that the Beis Yosef brings in here, which then becomes the Ramah, and truth is, perhaps offers perhaps some clarity, even though it seems like it's a totally different case at first. He says, Matzasi b'tshuvas Ashkenazis. Then I found a tshuva. So yesh pesach me'rechov l'martef. So martef, I think we, like a basement. I mean, I have my image here. What?
Cellar,
right. Right, some kind of like storage space that sounds like it's, but it's connected to the house. So a cellar, a basement. I sort of envision like these, like when they have those doors that sort of open up into the sidewalk and you can, right, send stuff down that way. So that's the image that I have with this. So
Bilko
you have...
Doors.
What?
Bilko doors.
Bilko doors? Well, when you pull them up...
Down.
That's what those are called?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have those. So some door that goes into the basement, right? B'shas habitzir, b'achnasas chavios v'chiyotze. And during the harvest season, they would put all the barrels. They would use that door to put the barrels in v'chiyotze. U'pesach katan d'lo gavoa asara. And then there was a small door that's less than 10 tfachim high. Below Rachav Arba, or less than 4 tefachim wide, yotze mi bayis lamartef, that goes from the house to the cellar. So there is a doorway going into the cellar. The doorway, that door is only used every once in a while to access the cellar. And there is a small entrance from the house into the cellar, but that house, that doorway is not chayv in the mezuzah. So v'kama pamim, keshe poschimahu pesach, when they open that door, shebein hamartef l'rechov, between the cellar and the street, nichnasim mirechov derech madregos shel martef. They would go out from the street through the steps of the cellar. V'derech pesach katun lebayis, and there is a small door to the house. Beheshiv ihave pesach mi bayis lemartef, hava, I'm not sure what this stands for, ayin nun dalid, Anias Daiti, maybe like that, maybe something. I'm not sure what that stands for. But they have the door from the house to the martef is small. I don't know. So note that the oso pesach sheberachov putter. The einon elu tashmishin kavuin. Oh, I think it's, if the door from the bias to the martef was, I think it's large enough. Ayin nun dalet. I think it's trying to figure out a way to tell you that if it's a large door, I don't know what it would stand for, though. I'm not sure. But note the Oso Pesach, then that door from the Rechov would then be putter. Right? The Einan Elu Tashmishin Kavuim, because it's not a set practice. She Kasafta, the Tashmisha Kavua, Derech HaPesach HaPasuach Labayis. And then the main thing is from the door to the house. What's he talking about here? So he says, so you have the cellar, and you have a door that goes from the house into the basement. So then, what's the way into that basement? So he says, if you have a regular doorway from the house going into the basement that you can use regularly, that's the main entrance into the basement. And the door to the street is only used once in a while during harvest season. Right? So suggests the Beis Yosef, or this Tshuvas Ashkenazis, so he suggests that under those circumstances, you do not require a mezuzah from the house to the cellar. Right? Derech Pesach HaVasuach L'Bayis. Because the main door is really from the house to the cellar. Aval Kasafta de Pesach HaVasuach L'Bayis Leisbe Lo Arbav Lo Asara. But he says, if the doorway from the house to the cellar is not 4 tvachim or not 10 tvachim high, im kain chur bialmahu. So that's not called a door, that's called a hole. Right? The ikker pesach, and then the main door, haotzer haviyahi de berachov, is the door from the street. V'chayev. And then it would be chayev. D'lo nichi tashmishte da'osa shebabayis uvatla das hamishtamshim derech sham. Because the use from the house is not going to count, plus that's not a real entry that goes into the cellar from the house. So therefore, the cellar that is chayiv in mezuzah is going to require a mezuzah from the front of it that goes out to the street, and not the one and not going into the house, because the door to the house is going to be too small. But what do we see here? This tshuva. This tshuva is clearly describing a scenario where you might have two doors going into one space, and you're only going to be chayiv a mezuzah on one of them. One second. Right? Only one of those doorways is going to now, requires a mezuzah. He says, look, the room needs a mezuzah because it's a room that's a storage room and is usable. But the door to the street is only used once in a while. So if you have another door that's going to be used more regularly, that's an actual door, so then, wonderful, so then that's going to be the door that you have a mezuzah on, and you're not obligated to put one that goes onto the street. But if there's no other door, so then you would use the one that opens up into the street. So let's just finish this section here. So timani im lo yayiv ahu piska zuta l'chol apachus kidei l'choku l'hashlim dahainu biragleha shlosha rochav arba v'gova asara b'emtso adkan l'shonu. He says, I wonder im lo yahu, if that door is not there, or if that door is not small, l'chol apachus kidei l'choku l'hashlim, that you'd be able to fill it in. Actually, I'm not sure what he's referring to here. Dahainu biragleha shlosha rochav arba. I'm not sure what he's saying here at the end. He says, "V'amasha kasedim yishba kedei lachoku lahashlim chayiv yish l'tmoa tahaynu l'ray meir dechofa aval cham savri de'ein chokin lahashlim v'alacha kemosim." Right, that we don't assume that something's going to be opened up more when it's only opened up at a small amount. That's his thing at the end. Okay, but that is a pretty big chiddush right off the bat. So here we see right straight up right the Beis Yosef is quoting. He's not disagreeing with it. Right, a scenario where he says you might have two doorways to one area, and you're only going to be chayiv a mezuzah on one of those doorways because the other one is not so regularly used. All right, so then that brings us to the Shulchan Aruch. So how's the Shulchan Aruch going to organize this? So you have Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. It's a little hard to understand. Moshe Feinstein points this out in the Yeshuva. It's a little hard to understand what exactly is the distinction. Why did the Beis Yosef seem to separate these two halachos here? But here he goes. So Sif Yud Zayin, he says, "Im yesh bevayis harbe psachim." If you have in the house many doors, psuchim lechatzir, that open up into a chatzir, l'rshus harabim, right? V'nasu kulam lechnisa v'yetzir, they're all used for coming in and going out. So b'nei habayis kulam chayivin afilu nismatu adiur. So then the people of the house are all going to be chayiv, even if you then have less people living there. She'ein ragilim atalatzis v'lavo el becha mehem. And now they're only using one of those spaces. By the way, in order for the door to be chayiv, it sounds like it needs to be people coming in and people going out. So based on this, emergency doors, right, that are really only, you know, that have an alarm on it and are never opened otherwise, are really not chayiv in mezuzah. And doors that, exit doors, like in supermarkets and stuff, if there's a door that really you only use to exit and not to enter at all, so it sounds like that also would be putter, technically putter in a mezuzah. So fine. So So then that's Sif Yud Zayin, right? So far that was the easy part. And then Yud Ches is by Shiyesh L'Psachem Harbe. If you have a house that has many doors, Afal Pisha Eino Ragil Latsis V'Lovo Ela Be'Echar Mehem, you only use one, Chayiv Lasus Mezuzah B'Chol Pesach U'Pesach. You're then Chayiv to make a mezuzah on each and every door. Right? So what exactly was the Beis Yosef adding there? So it's unclear. It's unclear what the Beis Yosef adding there, and those Kelim don't pick up on it. But then the Ramah jumps in and says, oh, by the way, that tshuva that the Beis Yosef quotes, let me tell you about that one. He says, Hoel v'nasu l'knisa v'yitzia. Right? That each and every door is going to be chayv in mezuzah because they're all used for coming in and going out. But he says, a martev, if you have the cellar, sheyesh lo pesach min ha-rechov, that has a door from the rechov, shemachnisin bo yayin b'chavios, that you put the wine in with the barrels, gedolos, v'yesh lo pesach katan min ha-bayis, shenichlesin v'yotzin bo tamid, and you have a small door from the house in which you go in and out regularly, im ha-pesach ha-katan roi le-mezuzah, if that small door that goes to the house could have a mezuzah, meaning it's big enough, say he chayeves, it's going to be chayev v'gedola p'tur, and the hagedola and the large door, which is only used once in a while, is going to be pater. However, if you aim katan roi l'mezuzah, that small one is not roi for a mezuzah, so then hagedola chayeves v'hakatan pater. So then the large one is going to be chayev, and the small one is going to be pater. But there you see, right, the Rama jumping in and saying that, well, here's the scenario where you're only going to be chayev one mezuzah, even though there are two doors going into a room. Okay, so before we head to the Shach, let's just point out, there are those who point out that the Gra thinks this is all wrong. That if you see the beginning of the Ramah there in Yud Zayin, the Ramah in Yud Ches, so the Ramah, there's a Yud Zayin with two brackets on it, right? So that sends you to the Gra right down at the bottom, the Bira Gra, right under the Shulchan Aruch there, where he says, the Gra says, L'fi Hasheni, right? He's sticking the word here. Hol v'nasu b'chol pesach u'pesach, hol v'nasu l'chnisa v'yetzia, because it's used for both coming in and coming out. But he says, l'perish hasheni sheberashi hana, right? This is according, he's quoting the second pshat in Rashi, which we labeled as the Gaonim Shita. I mean, no one's passing like that first thing of Rashi. But the second thing of Rashi, right, he says that's what he's going by. He says, Shebesif Yudzayin, Aval Shulchan Aruch Ha'atik Lashon Rambam. He says, but it's a little odd because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam's language. Shemefaresh mi, mi shin shin, what's the shin shin? Shemefaresh, I forgot I'm not sure what the shin shin stands for, but halach achar haragil. He says when you have several doors, you're going to follow the ragil haynu bePesach she'eno levein beis hamedrash. That he explains it as, I'm not sure what the mem shin shin stands for, but that he explains it as that the time when the Gemara says you follow the ragil, it's only talking about the case of a base medrash, and any other case is going to be excluded. So whatever we say here in terms of possibly excluding doors from acquiring mezuzahs, so many are quick to point out that this gra seems to say that, well, this whole thing is wrong because we paskin like the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't make any distinction between Rugil and Ein Rugil. Okay, so right away people say, oh, well, according to the Gra, you should put a mezuzah, and therefore you without a bracha or something. But it seems to go against the Shulchan Aruch, and the truth is the Gra himself may really paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, because the very next Gra says, Yud Chefs Martef Ayin Shach. Take a look at the Shach. So what is that shach? So that shach is right here, sif chavav, right? So the shach here says, in pesach katan roi l'mezuzah. If you have the small door, is fit for a mezuzah, right? And again, that smaller door, which goes straight to the house, fit for a mezuzah. So therefore, the front door is not, because it's only used once in a while, right? That's the tshuva here. So it says the shach, sheyesh bo gova asara, meaning the small door, that's 10 tefachim high, right? Varachav arba, and is 4 tefachim wide. As we see later on, reish pei zayin, the next simon, and that's the minimum size for a door, right? Kemish and nitha simbi yotzin tamid, because you generally use that door, derach oso pesach, through that opening, hakatan. V'shamahu ikr tashmisho, and that is the main usage of the room. V'hagadol pater, and then the large one is going to be pater. Why? Because that door is only used once in a while once in a long while. Kishetzarech lahachnis bo hayayin b'chavios, when you got to bring the barrels of wine in. Ve'ein zeh tashmish kavua, but that's not a regular usage. Uvat lohi legabe pesach katan, and therefore it's nullified by the usage of the small door. Aval kishein b'katan shir haroy lemezuzah, but if that small one is not large enough lemezuzah, so then afa pishim mishtamshim b'katan eino ela kachur bi'alma v'agadolahi ikra pesach. So then it's only called the hole, and the large one is going to be, and then the mezuzah is going to go on the larger door. Okay. So that is the shach, right? The shach is saying now the scenario in this tshuva of a once in a while, a periodically used door into one space, and then there's a regularly used door into the same space. Sounds like you would only be chayiv one mezuzah on the main space as opposed to the one that's only used once in a while. So this comes up in Baal. A lot of people have these basements where there is this door that goes out, like from the basement that goes out to the backyard, right? So does that door need a mezuzah? So it depends. If that door is regularly used, so then they're both regularly used. Right? It's all regularly used. But let's say that door is only used once a year or so, you know, to take your sukkah out to the backyard and to bring your sukkah back in from the backyard. So would that door then require a mezuzah? So l'fini is nice, according to the shach, it would not, right? It would not require a mezuzah. If that's the main use, or I didn't say that's the only use. You know, that it's that kind of door that you use it to take a sukkah in and out, and then you use it to, three other times over the course of the year for some strange reason. The repairman needs to get into the washing machine or something that's down there, right? So then, if that's the case, that's not a door. That is ragil. It seems like the shach here would say that it doesn't require, that doorway then is not going to require a mezuzah. So, right? So I I'm trying to think back of the cases that I came across. I always figured that was the din. I mean, I was always like sort of hesitant to put mezuzahs on these doors that are like in a basement someplace and nobody ever goes into. But I thought that if there is a specific use of that door, I mean, I always said if it's never used as a door, if you never open it, so then we don't call that a door, we call that a wall. And even though there might be a hinge on it, and there might be a lock on it, and there might be and it might be possible to swing it, if it never swings, so we call that a wall, right? And not a door. So I said, but if there is a specific use for that door, so then maybe you should be chayiv. So now I'm rethinking. According to the shach, it seems like you should be exempt. And I think the cases that I've come across where this has happened, I think for one reason or another, they've never needed a mezuzah there. I also like to use it for your sukkah once a year. No, I keep the sukkah in the garage, right? Oh, well, okay. So then you couldn't identify any specific use for it. So I think it was usable for a... you didn't need to put a mezuzah there, but according to the shach, it sounds like you could even be more makel. So in the sefer,
I don't know who we consulted when we put our mezuzahs up, because Rabbi Kaplan did come through, but I'm not sure we even discussed the basement door. We were asking about doors within the first and the second floor, not the basement.
So you have one or you don't?
I do have one on that door.
Because of course, well, how could you not? Right, so I think the shach would be making. Now, the truth, we'll see. The Agur Bo'alecha here, so he says, according to the Gra, you would need, but he seems to be Mekel. So where is this exactly? Truth is, I got to...
Well, an exit door would not
need a mezuzah. So exit door is for a different reason, right? Because the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be l'chnisa u'liyatsiya, right? To come in and to come out. So if it's a... exit door that is really only used for as an exit door, so then you would be, it seems like it should be pater from a mezuzah. However, many exit doors are not just used in that way, right? The doors on the side, like the side doors to the main building at YU, so like it was always, so those doors were exit doors, you couldn't open them from the outside, but if you didn't have your ID, so you didn't want to go in the main door because often the guard there would be very machvid about you needing to see your ID. Depending on the guard, you had to know which guard it was. So it would make sense to just stand at the side door and wait a few minutes, or usually not even a few minutes, for somebody to come out, and then you would just go in, right? That or knock. Right? So even though it technically could only be opened from the inside, it was commonly used as a door to get into the building as well. So that's the case. It should probably have a mezuzah. But
we have such doors in the shul. We have the door that goes out the house that faces Haverford. That door is not used very frequently.
I use it every Shabbos. What do you mean?
You come in that door? You use your key?
I come in through the front door of the house, yeah.
You come in not through the dining room?
No. I have my key, yeah.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a problem.
The front door is a safety answer.
Yeah, I'm careful. I know which stones are the bad ones.
But a real exit door would not need one.
Right, so the truth is, I don't know if we have, I think we do have a mezuzah on the door, like, from the sunroom outside, right? So that door, that doesn't really need a mezuzah on it. Right. Yeah, I think. And there, the truth is, that's sort of this case in the Gemara, right? Because the Shulchan Aruch, because the main way in is from the rest of the house, right? From the rest of the house, you walk into the sunroom, right? And there's a door that goes to the outside as well. But that door that goes to the outside is rarely ever used. It's used, once in a while when the Seamus truck comes up, so then maybe we'll use that door. But other than that, we're not going to use it.
Mezuzah.
What?
Which side of the door is the mezuzah on?
It's a double door.
Which?
The exit from the sunroom?
The double door.
Huh?
No, you mean from the sunroom onto the porch?
Yeah, it's a double door. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still, so any time that they have an inside and outside, the halacha is that the mezuzah should go on the way inside.
You can't use it that direction.
Correct. As you pointed out before, using Rabbi Simon's rule of mezuzahs go on rooms, not on doors. So the room is what requires a mezuzah. That to have the mezuzah on the door going out doesn't really fit. Except the truth is that door, you could actually maybe make a case that maybe because it's heading into an enclosed area, because the porch is an enclosed area, maybe you can make a case that you would have a mezuzah that way. But I would always have it going in, especially because it's such a pet peeve of mine when people put mezuzahs on exit doors going out. I can't. All right. Anyways, okay. So how is this brought down the halacha? So in the Sefer Agra b'Halacha, so he's okay with this, right? If you go look here, right, kisha echad mehapsachim ikre yoser. When one of the doors is considered the main door, right? So you have Zayin Ches and Tess, right? So Zayin is cheder sheyeshlo shnei psachim hamishamshim bekviyas. If you have a room that has two doors that are used regularly, even though one's the main one, so they're both going to be shneim chayvin. Even if one of them is, you have the front door to the store, which is where all the customers come in, and you have the back door to the store, which is the way that all the merchandise comes in, still, they're both going to be chayv. However, Pesach Nosaf Shanasa L'Shamish Raklizman Katzib. If there's an extra door that's only used once in a while, so then it's going to be Pater. Lefichach, therefore, a Machsan Shebein Bayis L'Kerem. If you have a cellar that's between a house and the Kerem, V'yeshlo Pesach Mea Bayis HaMishamish B'Kviyas. And you have a doorway from the house that's used regularly. U'Pesach Mea Kerem HaMishamish Rak B'Shas HaBetzir. And the Kerem on the outside is only used once in a while. HaPesach Shebein HaMachsan L'Kerem is going to be Pater, right? That door that's only used once in a while to get your sukkah in and out or to drop the wine barrels is going to be pater. And then you see in the parentheses, vav yud ches, right? B'yesh chayvin, right? So just quickly, that is that's the footnote, yud gimel, where's the footnote yud gimel? Oh, there, right? B'beir hagra, right? You see the footnote yud gimel, it is a pretty big footnote, that's the gra. But then he continues on in the footnote to say that even the gra might not even agree. So if you take a look at the footnote Yud, right? The footnote, I think that's what I found, is they're both going to be Chayiv. So Yud, footnote Yud here. The Ma'aril Uvashach, Mefurash HaPesach Shebein HaKerem LaOtzer Pater, Mishum She'enu Nichnas Sham El LaPrakim, right? The door between the Kerem and the Otzer is going to be Pater because it's only used once in a while and not because you only use it for Masa. And not because you only use it for merchandise, meaning if it's only used for merchandise, so that would still be chayiv. It's only because of the specific seasonal merchandise of the barrels That's why we're going to be putter. So if you have, so most food stores, right? So you're not going to say, well, the doors aren't, the back doors aren't, is only used for merchandise, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. No. You're still going to be chayiv there because that's used every day or every other day or, three times a week, something. But the front door, right? But if it's only seasonable, so then you're going to be chayiv. Right? That's what the Ramah says, that he exempts only a doorway between the otzer and the kerem, below as a pesach shebeina otzer lebayis, and not the doorway from the Otsir to the bias, v'arei shneihem miyuadim l'tzor hachnasa schor. Even though both of them are only used for sechora, for these goods. Right? Zemei akerem l'otsir, v'zemei otsir l'bayis, v'hevdel shebein beis pesachim elu hu rak b'tadiris hatashmish. Right? The only difference is how often it's used, not for what it is used. Okay? So that is that. And then he has in Tess, he talks about the emergency doors, right? Pesach nosaf ha'asri l'shas chirum is going to be putter. If you have an extra door that's only used for emergencies, so then you're going to be putter. V'nir she'pesach nosaf she'ein derech l'shtamish bo l'pachus pam achas b'chodesh, putter. And also if you have a door, an extra door that's only used once a month, so also that's going to be putter. But in a Pesach mishamish b'kfiyas in shir a Pesach mishamish b'akray sheish bo shir chay. Okay, fine. If you take a look here, in a Pesach mishamish b'kfiyas in shir. Right. Right. So he says, what about the following? He says, what about, right? The example that we've been giving is that you have a cellar, right, where you put the wine in through a big door, and then there's a door into the house through another door. So if that door is large enough, that's going to be chayiv in a mezuzah, so then it'll be chayiv in a mezuzah, and the front door is going to be pater, right? That's the example that we've been given. And if that door is too small, then it's going to be pater, and the front door is going to be chayiv. So what about, however, that's what this footnote discusses here, what about if there is another reason why that door is going to be pater? Right? What would be another reason why that door is going to be puttered besides the size? So whatever, maybe there's no mashkof, right? Maybe there's nothing on top, right? What doors require mezuzah and what don't? So that's the next simon, Resh Pei Zayin, right? But let's say it's there's no mashkof, right? There's no doorpost on top, or there's no doorpost on your right or something like that. So it's a plenty large door. It's just you're not going to be chayiv in a mezuzah for that reason. So he quotes here in the footnote from Rav Moshe, right? Kasev, right? She'im chaser rak b'hilchos tzuras ha-pesach. If it's lacking only because of a tzuras ha-pesach rule, going she'im bo mashko for mezuzos kedin in a pesach hasheni mevatla. So then the second doorway is not going to nullify it. He says, like, for example, let's say the only way into a door into a house is through the basement, is through a hole in the ground, right? You have a treehouse. The only way into the treehouse is through a hole underneath it. And even it's a very large treehouse, and it's dalet al dalet, right? So he says, you're going to be putter in a mezuzah, right? It's just, you're not going to say, well, what do you mean? I mean, it's a room that's dalet al dalet. It needs a mezuzah. So the answer is, no, it doesn't need a mezuzah. Now, if there is a door, so then we're not going to say, oh, well, you use the non-door more often, and therefore you're going to be putter. No, that's chayiv, that's the din of Shulchan Aruch. But if you have a way in that's normally used, it's just putter for some ulterior reason, so he seems to be on the side that you would then be putter, even if there is a halachic door that's only used every once in a while. Okay, so that is that, 1 second here, right? So that is the main thing here. Now the next, all right, I guess I'll save it for next week. I'm not really sure what's going on outside this room, but the next Simon Shulchan Aruch then talks about a staircase, right? What's the status of a staircase? The door's on a staircase, and then there is perhaps a connection to an elevator. Does an elevator require a mezuzah? And if you want to say, oh yeah, an elevator should have a mezuzah, especially if it's a 4x4 Amos space, right? Where does it have a mezuzah? Does it have a mezuzah on the way in on the first floor? Does it have a mezuzah on the mezuzah? It's on the elevator itself. And if you say it's not going to have a mezuzah on the elevator itself, so then what happens when you get to floor 2 and you want to leave? So is there a requirement to have a mezuzah on the door out of the mezuzah, out of the elevator when you get to the floor that you're arriving at? So that, I guess, we'll save that for next week, as it's already getting kind of late and I'm not really sure what's going on behind these doors. Yeah.
Bit of an off-the-wall question. When you certify an institution as kosher and it's owned by Jews, you have to worry about whether they're putting the mezuzahs in the right places on all of their...
You mean a kosherous situation? You mean does the Keystone K have a policy about where the mezuzahs belong? So I'm not sure we have an official policy about it. I'll tell you what my take is. I have a bit of a conflict of interest in this area because most of them end up buying mezuzahs for me. But usually when they're just starting off, they're like, oh, I want a mezuzah, I want to do it, correct and all those kinds of things. But if, like, it ever would be, the person, like, wasn't religious and whatever the reasons are, so I would say any place where customers are, meaning if it's a Jewish institution, so then where, like, a restaurant that people sit down in, so then there is I describe it to them as, not a policy issue, but a marketing issue, meaning, you don't want to, like, people are just not going to be comfortable sitting in a place that there's no mezuzah on the door, right? So that, they're usually, that usually suffices. You don't have to get into anything more than that. But I think as a policy thing, I think we would say anything that's visible to the customer should have mezuzahs, and anything not, and if it's in the kitchen someplace, so then, ask your local Orthodox rabbi what they think of that. All right? Okay. Yasher Kayach. Have a good night. Did I turn this off?